There is a commercial on TV right now. I see it a lot. Maybe it's on daytime TV, and that's why I've seen it a lot lately. But it is a commercial for one of these homeschooling companies that you get schooling over the internet for your kids at home, and you can improve their performance and all this. But the commercial on it shows some kids and asks them, what do you want to be? And one of them says, a doctor. And one of them says, an engineer. And the third one says, CEO. And I thought, ooh, I don't really like the sound of that. I know I'm being a little too particular, but if you talk about being a doctor or an engineer or something like that, that's about what you love and what's at your core. If you talk about wanting to be CEO, it's about what you are on the surface, what your label is. Now, I have read a lot lately, especially in one book, about this contrast and comparison between the surface that we show to other people and the core of who we are as human beings. There is a book by David Brooks called The Road to Character. And right off the bat in the book, he starts talking about this contrast. The contrast between the resume virtues and the eulogy virtues. This is what he says. Resume virtues are on your resume. They're skills that you bring to the job market, external success markers. The eulogy virtues, he says, are deeper. They get talked about at your funeral. The ones that exist at the core of your being about who you are. If you're kind, and if you're brave and honest and faithful, and about what kind of relationships you have with other people. Now, there's another author that calls this contrast Adam 1 and Adam 2, pulling two stories from Genesis about the development of Adam, to say Adam 1 works on the resume virtues, and Adam 2 works on the eulogy virtues. Adam 1 is the external resume guy. He wants to build and create and produce, but he also wants to have power and win victories. Adam 2, the eulogy virtue person, wants to embody certain moral qualities, to have a serene inner character, a solid sense of right and wrong, not only to do good, but to be good. Adam 2, the eulogy virtue person, wants to love intimately, to sacrifice self in the service of others, and to live in obedience to something that is transcendent and greater than himself or herself. This Adam 2 is what we're after in the Christian life. It comes not only from pushing away kind of what the world tells us to emphasize, but even pursuing a way that is counterintuitive to what society glorifies. This way that we are to pursue asks us to do some things society would never approve of. Love your enemies. Forgive. Be vulnerable. Surrender earthly power. Lose your life to save it. And the gospel teaches us that we have no possibility of finding peace with God and self and others if we only focus on what's on the outside and how much we accomplish and how well we perform. The resume virtues make us look good. The eulogy virtues form us to be good. Today's gospel is a passage from Matthew in which Jesus asks, who do you think I am? I believe that the way that we answer that question, who do we believe God to be, God in Jesus, what is our impression or our image that we hold of our God, that forms us as Jesus' followers. And it forms the way we act and react and respond, and it articulates who we are at the core. we see Jesus as just another person in the world who rewards us for our performance, we worry too much about what people think about us. We focus on temporal power. We want our resume to look really good in front of other people. But if we see Jesus as a force that can ontologically change us at our deepest core into the image of God, we invite some pain and we experience some space that isn't comfortable to us, but we fearlessly work on the core instead of just the resume. We best live out our Christianity when we spend our time and energy and our life force on something which forms us in the image of God, which this one author would call the eulogy virtues. But we are formed inside first by asking who we believe Jesus to be. And then, when we figure that out for ourselves, who is Jesus? Then we say, given that understanding, who am I to be? How am I to be formed inside? Who will I choose to be? Will I be loving as the Christ? Or indifferent or even malicious towards others because I'm focused only on my resume and on winning? These things are not always in conflict, but sometimes they are. Sometimes if we're seeking power, we can be dishonest or hurtful or just not really paying attention to other people. And those things that we do, sometimes even unconsciously, can be very hurtful. And they defile the image of God within us. But if we choose instead to focus on being loving human beings because we believe our God to be a loving God, we may not improve our resume, but we will improve the core of who we are with God. Culture only wants us to cultivate Adam 1, the resume. It's easier. It's less threatening. Adam 1 cultivates his strengths. Adam 2 says, what are my weaknesses and where do I need to change? And I think we've all learned that the resume virtues give us a constant sense of validation. You know, look at what I've done, and it makes you feel good about yourself. I've done this. And it might be a very good and moral thing you've done, but it's still a performance-based image of yourself. And if you only worry about your resume, at some point, someone's going to be better. Someone's going to be faster. Someone's going to be smarter. There were a couple of studies that were done, one of them about 50 years ago. And in that study, college students were asked what they wanted to be, what they wanted their life to be. And in 1966, when the study was done, 80% of them, college freshmen, said they were strongly motivated to develop a meaningful philosophy of life. About 25 years later, that number was down to 42%. More people said they wanted to become rich. I do too. But if your image of what you want to be down the road is just becoming rich, that's it. That's just working on the resume and the outside. And you neglect the inside, which means you neglect what you are uniquely given to give back to the world. When they said a meaningful philosophy of life, they meant something that lasts, that is transcendent. And I want to be careful here to say, when I talk about resume virtues, I'm not just talking about work-related, career-related things, but anything that is performance-based. And if you have taken, or maybe are interested in taking DOC, the program which we're about to offer, you will learn about the things that we do to try to win love for ourselves. And as long as we're trying to win it and not just accepting it, we'll be frustrated. Everything in our society, if we're not careful, we have everything look like it's performance-based, including love. I have to measure up. I can never relax. Mom likes me when I do well at this, so I better keep doing well. Ow. Toward what should I orient my life? Resume virtues or eulogy virtues? Adam 1 or Adam 2? I think we need to work on the inside, every single one of us. Not for my benefit, not for the church's benefit, but because that is what lasts. Growing in grace means worrying a lot less about being better than other people at something and more about being better than we used to be. So, little girl, you only want to be the CEO? You only want to work on your resume? And I'm asking myself. Or do you have the courage and the grace to let God change you and to form you deeply? So what if we send this question back to Jesus? What if we go to Jesus and say, Jesus of Nazareth, Logos of the universe, Son of the living God, who do you say that I am? Once we know that, we want to change on the inside, even if it's hard. And we decide to live differently in the moment. What will decide for us? Performance on the resume? Or giving something godly and productive and loving back to the world? We're not victims in how our character will be formed. And that choice. So which will we choose to form us? The needs of the resume or the call of the Redeemer?